Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening and welcome everybody to Let's Talk About It with Martez right here on Open Talk 313, The Flash on blogtalkradio.com. So thankful and happy to be back here again. I always want to stop before I ramble on. I always want to stop and thank God for giving me the opportunity to be able to run my mouth and be able to do shows like this. For me, without him, there's no me. I don't say that to force my beliefs on anybody, but I always want to take this short moment to thank God for that. So I'm happy to be here tonight. Hopefully you're listening. For those of you who are listening, you're in for a treat. I have a very, very special person coming on to the show by the name of, I hope I said the name correctly, Betsy, owner of Betsy Bop. She's a performance artist. She'll be coming on relatively shortly. She's actually on hold right now. So excited to have her on. You know, one thing about this show is I want to bring on people who I deem special. One thing about this show, I want this to feel like an event. Not so much a show, so I'll try not to use that word so much, but this is an event, you know, and I won't do these particularly, I won't do this event often, but when I do this event, that means it's special. And I don't want to bring people on here just for views or just for clicks or just for content. I want this particular event or slash show, I want it to feel special. You know, I want it to feel like the greatest thing in the world, if you will. So Let's Talk About It is going to be a big deal. Let's Talk About It is a big deal, not because I'm hosting it, but because the people that I'm going to bring on, because the people that are kind enough to come on, like Betsy, and you'll hear a lot from her relatively shortly. I've had a chance to meet her. Well, actually, let me say all this right. I reached out to her. It had to be about 2 years ago, I think. I reached out to her because my other side business, Detroit Wrestling Connection, we do watch parties and autograph signings, and I reached out to her because I wanted to add a different flavor to the event. You know, I didn't want to make it just about wrestling, even though wrestling is the identity of the event, but I wanted to add some spice to it. So I reached out to her, and I asked her if she could be a part of it, and she said yes. Some kind of way, I messed up. I had to cancel the event. And she was so gracious when I had to cancel on her. And I tried again a few months later. And that event actually went off. It was the WrestleMania 39 event. She came by. And let me tell you all, those that are listening live and those that are listening on the replay, I don't know if she noticed, but she stole the show that night. And Betsy, please let me know if I'm saying your name correctly when you jump on here, because I'm so used to calling you something else. Please let me know if I'm saying it correctly. But she stole the show that night. You know, I still think about that night. And I don't think about WrestleMania. I don't think about other little things that was going on. I think about her because she set the tone. She brought a lot of excitement. She brought a lot of joy. And that was my first time actually meeting her in person, if I can get my words together. That was my first time meeting her in person, and what an experience that was. There's not a lot of real, authentic, genuine people in this world. You know, there's so many people in this world, so many people that walk around this world, but it's really hard to come across genuine and good people. And it's funny, I've only seen her once, you know, and we talk every so often through the messenger, but I feel like I've been knowing her for a long time. You know, I feel like we're locked in. So I wanted to make sure I set that up. But I'm going to bring her on because I promise not to keep her on too long. And this is what I always tell people. Like, nobody has to accept your invitation. Nobody has to say yes to anything. It could be an invitation to a birthday party, an invitation to a graduation, an invitation to any type of thing that you're doing. Nobody has to say yes. But I'm always thankful when people say yes. People like her says yes to coming on this show and other things I do. So without further ado, I'm going to play her special intro, and after the intro goes off, I'm going to bring her on to Let's Talk About It, and we'll get into all things Betsy. Ladies and gentlemen, those that are listening right now and those that are listening on the replay, without further ado, let us bring on Betsy, the owner of Betsy Pop, and she's a performance artist. Let us bring her on to the show. What's up? Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Martez. Hi, how are you?
Hey, I am doing good. I'm charged up. Like I said, I'm excited that I'm actually talking. I'm excited. I'm actually talking to you right now. You know, this is something that I thought would be cool to bring you on. People get a chance to hear your story and get to know about your business and things of that nature. But I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah. I'm so good. Thank you for asking. I'm so excited and honored to be on your show and your event. Thank you for asking me to be a part of it. Thank you.
No problem. You know what's funny? It's been I like to be real and authentic. Like, it's been other events where I had to last minute be like, I have to change of plans, and you've been gracious, you've been kind, because I know that's not easy for people to change up on you when you're already prepared to do something. So you've always been cool when it comes to that. But we're here to put this.
What happens? And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, life happens, and you've been nothing but professional and kind, and, like, I'm so grateful we connected, seriously. So no worries about any type of, like, cancellations or anything. You've been wonderful to work with. Super, super great.
That's what's up. That's something. I appreciate that. Okay, but we're going to shift and just put the spotlight on you for these next few minutes, and if you can, I don't want to sound too cliche, but if you can you just, like, those that are listening, can you tell people a little bit about yourself? Like, who is Betsy?
Yeah, so my name is my real name is Candace, but my performance or stage name is Bitsy, and I am a multi-prop artist. I specialize in hula hoops. I've been playing with hula hoops and dancing with them and fire hooping for about 10, 11 years now. It has been an amazing journey. I've met so many wonderful people, and I've had so many wonderful opportunities and adventures. I work for two companies. The first one I was hired into last summer, Delirio Del Arte. We are professional idiots, proidiots.com, and we do all different things from Renaissance Festival to juggling acts, improv, clown work, you name it, but you can catch us predominantly at the Renaissance Festival at Hunkerhauser. And then I also just recently got hired into a wonderful company called Detroit Circus, and
wow.
You can find them at Detroit Circus on Instagram. And on, if you Google Detroit Circus, you can find them there too. And it's a bunch of wonderful artists from my friend who works for them. Her name is Kristen. She does amazing aerial and lollipop. And then you have people who juggle. You have stilt walkers. You have people who can fire hoop and who do all different types of acts. Like, it's not just circus. It goes above and beyond. So I've been very, very honored and so grateful to have these opportunities with these people. But yeah, so that's basically what I do for performing and stuff. So I like the character act. I've been getting into more and more miming. I absolutely love improv and comedy. I love, love, love to learn different skills. I'm working on different types of props right now and working on different types of acts that I'm going to be coming out with soon enough. But I won't go into too much detail about those because it's kind of a surprise. But yeah.
I get it. Hey, you are pretty, pretty busy. I had no clue like you was deep into all that stuff, but this is going to make this, I'm just going to say show. This is going to make this show relatively even more interesting. Now, as far as the hula hoop, It looks like you make it look easy. You know, when I see your videos, you know, when I saw you live at the event, you make it look easy. But in the back of my head, I'm like, I could never do something like that. And I know there's many people out there that might think that. Before you say what you're going to say, how long did it take you to get that down? And because I'm quite sure it takes a lot of practice. How long did it take you to master that?
So, like I said, I've been doing it for 10 or 11 years. When I first started, it was actually kind of interesting. So 10, 11 years ago, unfortunately, my best friend passed away, and I was in a rough spot. And I ended up getting to go out with my other best friend to a place called The Tangent in Detroit. And I remember I was just going through a hard time, and I saw this girl on stage, and I wish for the life of me I could remember her name or who she was, because truly she changed my life. I saw her on stage, and she was hula hooping and she was skating at the same time. And she ended up dropping her hoop and like falling a little bit, but everyone supported her and went wild, like supported her to get up and keep going. And I just remember being like, oh my God, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to hula hoop. So the next day I went to a dollar store and bought like a 99-cent Whammo hoop. and I just started drilling in my backyard for hours a day. So I would set aside 2 to 3 hours a day to be in my backyard, and it started really slow. And I would try, because when I started, I didn't know like the names of the moves or any hula hoopers in the area. Like, I wasn't really sure. So trying to figure out what I was doing was a little bit difficult until I started to kind of network and find people in the scene and figure out what things were called. And from there, I was able to really, like, YouTube different moves and how you do them and to break them down. So I would say after about 4 or 5 years, I finally started to feel a bit comfortable with performing. I was always comfortable with being outside around people doing it, even though I wasn't putting on any type of show. But I would say that it probably took me about 5 years to get to a point where I felt it was, I don't know, I guess what would be the word, maybe clean enough to actually, like, put on a presentation for someone. So it took a little while, but I wholeheartedly, without a doubt, believe that you could do it with just a little bit of, like, anyone could do it with practice. With enough guidance and patience and practice, like, anyone could do it. I totally believe that.
Hey, I believe that. Now, when you're performing hula hooping, is there a message that you're trying to get out within your performance, or is there, like, a story you're trying to tell? Because as a viewer, if somebody in the audience, all I just see is the she can do this. But as the performer, are you trying to tell a story that we don't know about? Are you trying to take us to a place, take us somewhere with your dance?
So I wouldn't say that I'm trying to tell a story as much as I'm trying to spark an emotion. If I were to go through a lot of my videos or performances that have been filmed, depending on the venue or depending on, honestly, where I could be at in my mindset, you'll see different types of flow patterns. So for me, you might get an emotion of excitement, where I'm making more eye contact with you and making wow faces and, like, gesturing and stuff. Other times it's more what I like to call flow-based instead of, like, entertainment. And I am more in my head feeling the emotions that I'm trying to release in that moment. And it can be more of a very, like, graceful and elegant dance or flow. So I really feel like depending on where I'm at and who I'm standing in front of, because reading your audience is also very important, I feel like it's more of like sparking an emotion within people than me trying to tell a story, if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I'm glad you broke that down to me. That makes so much sense. Is there a level of cardio that you have to have? Because, again, I'm going to go back to the event two years ago, maybe that was when that happened. And you were going for quite some time. I think maybe been over 30 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, 30 minutes. You were going. Like, is there a certain level of cardio or a shape you need to be in to go the distance? Go to distance with this.
I would say, I don't think there's like, I wouldn't say that there's a specific type of shape you should be in. I truly believe that flow arts are for anybody and everybody. It's not limited to any type of like athletic build or anything like that. But I know that for me to go like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or, you know, sometimes I've done it even a little bit longer than that. It did take a while to build up, I guess, the stamina. To be able to learn how to breathe correctly was the biggest thing while doing it. To learn how to actually, like, breathe not into your chest but into your stomach, like those full, deep breaths, really changed the game. Because once you start to, like, breathe with your movements and breathe correctly while moving, it almost gives you, like, an energy boost. So I think that really, like, that's what really helped me. I will say, from years of doing this, I am like an energizer bunny now. I can just go and go and go and go. And it wasn't like that in the beginning. But as you practice your art or practice your props and craft and stuff, that will, like, the stamina and everything will build with it. And so it kind of just, like, comes along with it.
Wow. Now, with the doing this, like, what I hate to put this on you. I hate to have you like rank things, but what was your biggest accomplishment or your biggest event that really had you made you like excited or happy? Like, what was the biggest event you were able to be a part of that really took you to the moon mentally or
the Renaissance Festival? The Renaissance Festival, 100% hands down. When I was little, I started going to the Renaissance Festival, and I remember I actually saw one of the shows of the people I work with now, and I thought that I was 12 years old, I'll never forget it, and I was watching them, and I was like, that's hilarious. Like, whoever they are, I want to be a part of that. I want to work at the Renaissance Festival. I want to be a comedian. I want to do what they do. They're so funny. And it's kind of still, it's kind of interesting because things work out amazingly. You fast track from 12 years old to being my early 20s. I started working at the Detroit Zoo, and I ended up meeting a friend there who worked at the Renaissance Festival in the show on the stage that I saw.
Oh.
And so I was like, this is crazy. And so I became friends with him, and we're still friends. He's great. He's hilarious. But we became friends, and he kind of, like, introduced me in a way, like, subtly to Delirio and the crew, because I would go and see him perform there. And then I actually met a different friend, and she ended up helping me get into Delirio last summer. I went for my audition, and then last summer I did the run of Renaissance Festival, and, like, it was just kind of a dream come true, because I was like, I still almost can't believe it. Like, I'm like, what? Like, if I think about, like, the progression of being 12 and everything, how it happened, yeah, it would have to be the Renaissance Festival.
Wow. I can hear the excitement and joy in your response. That's cool. And I've been telling people lately, like, if you can't love or be excited about what you're doing, then you might not want to do it, you know. I'm glad you agree with me, because I was gonna say I'm not sure if you agree with me, but like the things that I do, like, I truly love it. Yeah, do you want to make money? Of course, you know, like, you want to make a living off of it, but there's a level of love and passion you have to have. I feel like you have to have about your endeavors and the things that you're doing.
100%, I agree.
Yeah, has there ever been any moments, Betsy, where, because I like to ask people this, where you said no, or why am I doing this, or can I do this for this long of time, or have you had any moments of discouragement or trials or adversity while on this journey as a performance artist?
Oh, yeah. Imposter syndrome sneaks in quite a bit, even to where I'm at right now. Sometimes I will get hit with this, like, am I really good enough to be doing this? And it can be difficult because I have to almost, like, put myself in check. I will say that along my journey, I've had spots where, you know, I reached a point where I was doing it and trying to freelance perform for, my goodness, like 8 years, I would say like more like 4 or 5 years, I was trying to freelance perform, if you like count just the performing segment of it, not practicing, up until I got to that point. And I would try and I would try and try again. And it was just a constant no. And I did almost, I started college and stuff. And so I got to a point where I was like, maybe, you know, since I'm super passionate about what I'm studying, maybe I'm just not supposed to have multiple passions. Maybe this just isn't for me. And I ended up picking my props back up after, it was only a couple months that I let them go. I ended up picking them back up, and I found that after I picked them up, it was almost like achievement unlocked on so many different things that I was trying to do but felt like I couldn't do. And then all of a sudden I was getting like, hey, you want to do this event for us, you know, you want to do this gig, you want to try this. And it was like, it was kind of mind blowing. Like, it was like really cool that I just like stuck with it. And I will say too, like, I've always had like people, whether it's, you know, my husband or my mom or whoever, like, in all of my close, amazing friends that I have, like, I love my friends. Shout out to all my friends. They're so great. But all of my amazing friends and supporters, like, they've always been right there to be like, what are you doing? Get back up. What are you doing? You got this. I believe in you. You're so good. And so I have had those moments, but I've also, like, had moments where it was, like, really, I don't know, just, like, a really big eye-opener because I would fall into the pit. And then the amount of people or the amount of, like, love I would receive to pull me right back out to be like, no, go, you can do this, was just, it's been incredible.
Wow. That's huge. And, you know, I feel like it's good to have people around you to support you and to pick you up, you know, when you need it. Because sometimes I feel like it's, sometimes your encouragement might not be good enough all the time. Like, you may need that push from outside entities, you know, friends, family, things of that nature. So that's great that you got that. Networking. Can you take some time to talk about that and how important that is? Because, Vincy, I don't mean to keep ingratiating myself in this, but I'm very stubborn, right? And for the longest, like, I just feel like I can do this on my own. You know, this is early on, I didn't really do much networking until I realized, like, that might be the best thing for you, just to get to know people. You know, it's like, it's powerful when you get to know people.
Yeah.
Can you just take this moment and just talk about networking and how has it been a good thing or maybe not so much a good thing for you? How do you look at networking as it concerns you?
I think networking is a hero. so I was never, like, against networking, but I was very insecure and scared. So I was afraid to network. I really didn't know if, you know, people would be interested in networking with me if I, you know, like, imposter syndrome, like, I'm not as good as them. Are they going to want to network with someone like me? And so it took me, honestly, a really, really, really long time. I recently, probably as of, like, I don't know, I remember when you reached out, and there's another person who reached out right before you. You guys were, like, some of my biggest, like, networking starters, because it was so, like, refreshing to have, like, these people just pop up and, like, be so kind and be so awesome and, like, just accept me and want to integrate me into their events and what they were doing. And it was just so nice, and it almost kind of, like, gave me this, like, step of confidence or bravery that I needed to be like, wait, like, these people don't even do what I do, but they're interested in me, and they're not judging me, and they're not this, they're not that, they're genuinely kind and interested. And so as of pretty recently, I started networking with people in the community, and I just, I actually just taught at a workshop. It's called Flow and Grow Festival. It'll actually be back next year in April. So it's a really awesome festival for networking and for professional development with the performance arts. And so because of networking, I had the ability to teach there and meet even more people. And it's just been, like, amazing. Like, there's this crowd of people that you can connect with. And it's nice because once you've networked with them and made the connection, it's almost like wherever you go, you have a person. And so, like, and they're all in it for the same reasons you are. And you guys are all, like, doing the same thing together. So I would always suggest, like, trying to network when you can, even if it seems scary, because it probably will be in the beginning, because I know I was really scared. But, like, it was one of the best things I've done. Like, I'm a huge fan of networking. Absolutely. Like, just put yourself out there. You'd be amazed at, like, the amazing, wonderful, kind people that you'll meet that'll want to, like, push you further.
Yeah, you just summed it up perfectly. Summed it up perfectly. All right, we're talking to, let me just say this, and I hope I'm saying your name correctly. I feel like I heard you pronounce it, but we're talking to Bitsy. She is the owner of Bitsy Pop. She's a performance artist. She's been doing this, I think you said, what, 11 years? I think I got that right. She's doing that. This is Let's Talk About It with Martez. Happy to have her on this show tonight, this event, as I'm trying to slowly call these things events instead of shows, but I'm happy to have her tonight. Can you talk a little bit about your wardrobe? You know, or do you create your outfits for your show?
So kind of, sort of. Like, I put different things together, things that I think might clash a little bit, only because I feel like it catches the eye. But I will say, like, here, especially in Detroit, there's a company called Harmonic Threads, and it's all fire-safe clothing. And a lot of the times, like, they're, like, I would say, like, one of the main people I would try and get my stuff from. They always have really great, like, awesome size-inclusive clothing that is comfortable and, like, really cute and fashionable. And you can, like, pair their clothing or her clothing with pretty much anything that you own. And it always just looks so good. So, like, some of my main go-tos would be, like, brighter colors, although I do really like the black and white stripes, but I feel like what circus artist doesn't, you know? So I really like the black and white stripe look. But I definitely try and go for, like, really, like clashing things, like patterns that might not look right together, or like different types of like textures and colors that it's kind of like, do those go together? But who cares? It's fun. So that's the kind of like style I like to do. I honestly can't really remember what I wore to your event. I'm trying to think about it, but I feel like it probably had something to do with like a black or white or like some type of like weird color scheme. So
I think it was. I know it was definitely like a dark. It almost felt like it was the shirt. What you had on was, yeah. It was some dark in it, some black in it for sure.
Yeah.
But it looked good. It looked good.
Thanks.
So no. Well, let's see. Can you expound on Bitsy Pop? I don't know if you did that earlier. Forgive me if I don't remember, but like your business itself, what is that all about?
So at this point now, before I was hired into Delirio and Detroit Circus, I was branded under something different, and it was more like not a private, but like my business because I was freelancing. Now I would say I don't really have my own business or anything. Like I have a performer name and I go through Bitsy Pop. But now since I work for, two other businesses, I'm not really like running my own thing. Before I used to be Aurora Flow, and then I rebranded to Bitsy Bop. Before, my business was more trying to get out there as a performance artist, and I also did a lot of artwork that I would sell through that name. So I would vend at different art shows, mostly like the Witch's Ball, stuff like that around Halloween holiday time. And so I would vend different types of artwork I would mossify mirrors. So I would take moss and like little bugs and stuff and hot glue it onto mirrors or picture frames. I would make jewelry, resin art, paintings. So I used to do, I'm in college right now, so I don't really have much time to do all of the things. So the art has been a little bit put on the back burner. But when I was branded as Aurora Flow and had my own thing going on, it was more like just art sales and performance art. But now that I've been hired in with these two wonderful companies, I mostly just kind of go by Bitsy as my stage name and just go from there. Like, I just go with the flow as to what they're doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, now, are you still taking on, like, a gigs if, like, people reach out? Are you still doing that?
As long as they reach out to me and I'm not at, like, if I'm at the Renaissance Festival performing and someone were to approach me, I would absolutely reference them to Delirio and have them book me through Delirio. If I'm working at a Detroit Circus gig and someone approaches me, I would have them go through Detroit Circus. Same thing if someone saw, like, a video I posted from a Detroit Circus gig and they were like, oh, that's so cool, I want that. Since it's from a Detroit Circus gig, I would have them go through Detroit Circus. Same thing with Delirio. If they saw a video of me doing something, out there with the guys and the people at Renaissance Festival, I would be like, oh, will you go through Delirio? Now, if it's like a personal connection that I've had, such as like you or the Michigan Witches Ball, stuff like that, I absolutely still take on like personal and private gigs like that for sure. Yeah.
Gotcha. So what's coming up down the pipeline for the two entities that you're involved with now?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. Yeah. So coming up in June for Detroit Circus, we have a it's like a animal dog walk parade. I'm really excited about. That's going to be so cool. I have a wedding coming up that I'm doing in August. And then starting in August through October 1st, I'll be at the Renaissance Festival every weekend. So we have some things coming up that I'm pretty excited about.
Oh, great. Before we let you go, because I promise I won't keep you long, because I do want to have you come back.
Oh, you're okay.
So I don't wanna keep you long. Is there anything else? Because I want to shift gears. I want to play a game called a few random questions. It's not going to be anything
okay.
Bad. Just have fun before we let you go home or before we let you leave here. Anything you want to promote as far as how can people find you on? I'll do that at the end of the show. You can promote where people can find you. But let's play a game called a few questions. Maybe these questions may be lame, but what the heck. What are your top three?
No, they're not going to be lame. They're going to be fun.
Okay. Thank you. See, I knew you was a real person. What are your top three movies?
Running with Scissors, The Neverending Story, and probably any Rob Zombie movie.
Ooh, Rob Zombie. Okay. If you had one song on Earth that you can listen to, you know, if you only listen to one song for the rest of your life, what song would it be and why?
I would listen to Joyful Sound by the String Cheese Incident, and because the song is about making good choices and being a good person and making sure that you're emitting, like, the love and the emotion that you want to see spread throughout the world and being conscious about the choices you make.
I like that. Would you rather be nice or do the right thing? Because I think it's a difference, being nice and being righteous. Which one would you rather be?
Oh, that's tough. That was hard. My hands are sweating.
If you can always say pass.
I would say, ooh, that's tough. I guess the right thing.
Okay.
Because in the end, karma will serve you. You know what I mean? Like, what goes around comes around. Like, so the right thing, yeah.
Wow. I'm going deep.
I'm ready
for it. I feel like I can go deep with you. Do you believe this is really happening right now? Like, is this just an illusion? Or is this actually happening?
Like existence or?
Yeah.
I definitely don't believe in the whole, like, I don't know, what would it be? You know how, like, some people are like, oh, no, this is just, like, a dream world. We're probably, like, plugged up to a machine somewhere, and all of this is just a thing in our heads. I don't know. Maybe I'm going way too far.
I like people say that.
but I don't know. I don't believe that. I think that everything that we're experiencing is very real. I do. I think that anything, like, from the air you breathe to the animals that you get to pet, the trees you get to see, everything is very much real. Yeah.
Wow. I like that. I like that. Because I tend to go deep. Like, I have my own faith, but at the same time, you know, I try to look. I understand why people come up with certain things as it concerns life. I try to understand other people, but I'm kind of with you on that. Last question before we let you go. Because I feel like you're into animals. Let me know if I'm wrong. I feel like I've seen you post things about
animals. They're my favorite
animals
in the whole wide world. Are you about to ask me what my favorite animal is?
Yes, yes.
It's a squirrel.
that's funny.
Squirrels. I have a squirrel tattoo. I love squirrels. I could talk about squirrels all day. I love squirrels and bugs.
Wow. Now, I'm not trying to wait. We're going to have to bring you back on just to talk about squirrels. Just the squirrels. But not too many people.
Yeah, I would love to do a TED talk about squirrels.
Okay. All right, we'll book that. Let's see, maybe July, maybe August. But I'm serious. We'll get back to that.
All I'm saying is National Squirrel Day is January 21st. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God. You are deep into it. January what?
21st, which is my husband's birthday, and I find that a little unfair, but that's fine.
We'll go with it. That's crazy. That's funny. That is funny. Should I ask this question next time you come on, or what? Where did your love for squirrels come from?
Ooh, you know, I don't really know. I think that their behavior is really interesting. I also think that they're like, I'll die on this hill. They're like the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I think that they're super cute, but I also think that their behavior is rather interesting. I really, I am majoring in biology. So I have always had a love for animals and plants, anything with the study of life. I've always really loved, but something about squirrels just really interests me. I don't know what it was or, like, what captivated me that made me, like, fall in love with them. I honestly can't remember. I just know that, like, whenever I see them, they make me happy. They're so cute. I've rescued them and tried, you know, doing everything I can to get involved with them. I volunteer at Howell Nature Center on Fridays to help take care of their squirrels. I just think that they're, like, a really, really cool animal, and they have, like, really cute feet.
What? Whoa, wow. That's
they're really that's cute.
Funny. Wow. Okay. I'm not mad at you. I love it.
They use their tails as umbrellas in the rain, and they also use their tails to, like, cool them off in the sun. So that's really cool, too.
Wow. See, you know everything about squirrels. That's pretty huge. That's pretty huge.
If there was a branch of biology where I could, like, get my master's in, like, squirrelology or something, I would.
Squirrelologist.
Yeah, like PhD, Dr. Costanza, squirrelologist.
That's cool. Listen, thank you for playing this game. I didn't know it was going to lead to the squirrel confession, but thank you. Is there anything you want to promote or, like, social media before how people can contact you or, again, the the jobs?
So you could find me, of course, yes. You could find me on Instagram. My Instagram is at BitsyBop. So it's BitsyBop. And then if, you know, you are interested in entertainment, you can go through Delirio Dell'Arte, Detroit Circus. I'm with both of them, and they also have other amazing artists that would be more than happy to work any event. So, yeah, absolutely. Check out those companies. Like, shout out to Misha, and shout out to Liz Lamo and Rick Rock and BK. So yeah, those are all of my bosses and people.
Great. Hey, listen to her, support the companies that she's with. You know, please support them. They're doing a good thing. Hopefully I can be an audience member of some of these events, and I want to be able to do more than just this. Maybe come visit a show and things of that nature. And I'm not just saying this on air, but I want to be able to do that too. So I'll be looking up when the next events are you all will be doing. Yeah.
I would just love to see you.
Yep, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna put that on the list, because, like, this is one of those things in my life now. I'm just trying to, like, work less and just do things fun, you know, just have fun. So that's where I'm at in my life right now, and I want to be able to support friends, and I consider you a friend, you know, even though we just talk on Messenger and we're doing this, like, I still consider you a friend, and we're locked in, you know, some kind of way we locked in.
You are definitely one of my friends. You are, Martez, you are definitely one of my friends. You have been nothing but amazing and kind and supportive and caring and understanding. Like, I thank you so much for everything, seriously.
Yep, no problem. So, again, I want to say thank you for coming on the show. Let's talk about it. Thank you for being open and honest about your journey and the things that you got going on right now. Thank you, and this won't be the last time we'll have you back on a few months down the road to see where you are at that point of time in your journey and talk a little bit more about animals and things of that nature. So thank you, and you have a good night, and God bless the family, okay?
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you for having me.
All right. No problem. I'm gonna send you a thank you message. But all right, have a good night.
Sounds perfect. I'll talk to you later.
All right, for sure. Okay. All right. One more can I say about Bitsy? She's phenomenal. Seriously, she's phenomenal. I'm happy she came on to this show. Like I said, you don't meet people like that often. Like, she's the real deal. Nobody's perfect. Let me just say that nobody's perfect in this world. You know, I'm sure she has bad days and things of that nature, but she's the real deal, phenomenal. Like I said, somebody that I consider a friend. You know, she's a special person. So I want to thank her for coming on. I want to thank everybody that's listening to this program tonight. You know, hopefully you was able to get something out of it. Please support her and the companies that she's with. I got to make sure I remember. I don't want to mess up because I don't remember the names of them. Like that. So go on her social media, support her. Please support her. I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back in a few weeks. We got to find somebody else that's amazing, that's special to come on this show. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody. This has been Let's Talk About It. Have a good night.